Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So briefly, with UFO abductions, the Greys being the worst offenders. Now, I painted a scenario, and I wouldn't presume to know the real one, Ed. What is your opinion? Do you think they're evil, unconcerned, or this is just the way they are?
They're just predatory. I mean, you know, we ourselves prey on each other. You know, how many millions of people are dying every year, you know, in these wars or whatever, you know, we're involved in predator-prey relationships amongst ourselves. The Greys have an agenda, and they're executing on it. And like Charles Hall said, you know, he says you just can't say no to a Grey.
Okay, but the question would be then, how do we know what their agenda is, by nature of their acts or the nature of our interpretation of their acts? And how do we assume that all the cases or a substantial number of cases of abductions that are said to involve Greys are really abductions and not some kind of sleep paralysis or other case of something that's psychological?
You have to sort through that, of course. You know, my guess is maybe a quarter of all the abduction cases reported, you know, are real abduction cases. The other ones, you know, can be attributed to other things. People's imagination can run wild. They can, you know, have dreams. But I've seen enough evidence, and then I correlate it with, you know, people that seem to be very credible and that whose stories are being backed up by other people, like Charles Hall, who said that he has met the Greys. He met one out in the desert, and it was real scary. It scared him, and he said he had met the Greys at their base, the Area 51, and their children. He said the children were okay, but Greys were just like us. Some, you know, were mean, and some were nice types. And this is what I get into another chapter called the Grey Extraterrestrial Collective, in which I make the case that we have the Grey Extraterrestrial Collective in conflict with a human mega population of humans of varying sizes, with some looking almost like us and some looking quite different, some kind of in the middle, like the tall whites or whatever.
On the one hand, we have the Greys. On the other hand, we have more human-like ETs, and they don't much like each other.
Well, it's complicated because you have these mega populations, and some people like Carol Rosen, who had an experience that I can't talk about, you know, said it had a very beneficial, you know, interaction with a Grey.
Who is Carol Rosen? Explain to our listeners.
Carol Rosen used to work, I think, at one time with Wernher von Braun. I'm not sure just when it was, back in the 70s.
Sure.
Or earlier, whatever. She
has first female head of an aerospace company. She's also spearheading a weapons ban space treaty. She's quite an outspoken proponent of having no weapons at all in space. So of course, yeah.
And basically, an extraterrestrial. She's like Stephen Greer, you know, believing there's no bad ETs.
Well, speaking of Stephen Greer, I want to raise this because we're down to the last four segments, and we don't have a lot of time. Greer is now saying what? That there's an ET on ice that's being checked out? What's that about?
I saw that. You know, Stephen does some good work. I mean, he's done good work with some really credible whistleblowers, but then I think his imagination runs wild with him sometime, which is not unusual for people in the UFO field.
You think?
So I don't know whether he's, you know, I think he's probably on the level of this, but he seems to be using it as a marketing tool, which, you know, Stephen Greer's a good marketer. I mean, he got $250,000 for this Cirrus documentary already, you know, so he's been shown to be able to raise money.
So by saying that he has an ET on ice that's being examined, that's just used as a dodge to get money.
I'm skeptical, you know. But I'm still open-minded about it, and this is one of these cases you just wait to see how it falls out. And if the skeptics can't tear him apart eventually or whatever, then I get really interested in the case.
Part of the problem has been, Ed, and this is the big issue with the UFOs, is that over 60 years, lots of people have claimed to have evidence, final evidence, proof of something. And most of the time, they come up with very little or nothing. And part of the problem with the entire field, which is a larger question than the specifics about individual cases, is that we have 1,001 different interpretations of the evidence, and your interpretation is probably as good as any. We have all these interpretations of what the evidence signifies. We have different versions as to the meaning of UFOs. We have different interpretations as to why they might be here if it's ET. Obviously, you're talking about different races, some of whom may be in conflict with one another. But the end game is, how do we prove any of it?
Okay, let me give you an example here that happened to me with my mother before she died. We had beavers burrowing in an upper pond dam, and she had them come in and dig out the beavers, you know, so they didn't blow the dam. And I was sitting fishing over on the other side of the pond watching what was going on. And I saw these guys not just dig out the beavers, but I saw them go along the whole dam where there was no beavers and completely turn the dirt over for no reason, costing her another $1,000. And I went back home and I told her, I said, listen, these guys are just taking advantage of you here because this is what they did because I was watching it. You know what she told me? One opinion is good as another. So I
good point. I mean, opinions are like backsides. We all got one.
Yeah. So there's informed opinions, and then there's uninformed opinions, and some opinions are more informed than others, and so therefore they should be given more weight. And so that's what I'm saying in this book. I'm providing the basis in this book on which my speculations or my opinions are based, and people can read the book, and then they can take it or leave it. And I think they'll like it, and I think it'll shake up some people because they haven't realized there's so much evidence there. It's just obscured by all the trash and excessive speculation and frauds and scammers and everything else. And so it keeps us in the UFO community in a kind of a ghetto where, like you say, we don't get any farther. We're stuck in this situation. And what I'm saying in this book, that this isn't just happening unintentionally. It's being done to us by high-level perception management programs that go all the way up through the CIA, NSA, all the way up to the Bilderbergers, to this core group of the Bilderbergers that have been doing and marginalizing us by control of mass media as well as the national security apparatus of countries, in which I give some evidence of that, of this German Baron that was briefed by the top brass in Nellis Air Force Base only to fly back to Germany and probably go to Bilderberg or whatever and brief them. So when this all started happening in the 40s, these people, these industrialists that had these corporations, reverse engineering these technologies and stuff, you know, they had good intelligence. They knew what was going on. They knew what was coming down the pike, and they set out to keep the public and keep us uninformed and keep us in this ghetto. And they've done a pretty good job of it through the mass media and control of the national security apparatus and whatever. And I explain in this book how this is, who's behind it, how it's being done, how and why it's being done to us. And the reason it's being done to us is three different reasons. The first reason is that there's a heck of a lot of money to be made in reverse engineering these technologies for this secret space program, in which I document in the book step by step on the timeline and whatever. There's trillions of dollars being made and these technologies being put into defense and into our manufacturing base and everything is our technology when it really is coming from ET. So there's a huge incentive right there to maintain a monopoly on access. General Electric, Lockheed Martin, all these big aerospace companies, they don't want the competition. They want to keep a kind of OPEC on access. I call this the alien resource cartel. I have a whole chapter on that. And this alien resource cartel is one reason why we still have a cover up going on. The second reason is there's the fossil fuels industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the transportation industry would be completely renovated or dismantled if some of these new technologies got out into the mainstream. And these corporations, big oil companies, Mobil and DuPont and Dow Chemical, all these big companies all having connection to big oil and whatever are not about to let that happen. So they're in on it, whatever. But the third reason is, maybe the biggest reason is, that some of these extraterrestrials seem to be highly ethical. And they're organized in a way that's much like our body is being organized, that all the parts of our body, all the cells of our body get fed and taken care of. There's not, if the left hand got fat at the expense of the right hand starving to death, we wouldn't live very long. But these extraterrestrial races seem to be living in a way that's a lot better than we are. And if our people had direct contact with them, we wouldn't have much need for the powers that be today, and it'd end up being like Syria.
I'll tell you what, we have a lot of possibilities here. And I do agree with you about one thing, which is if ET is real and there was evidence of possible disclosure, there are reasons why the energy industry wouldn't like it very much. A lot of other industries, too. We have Ed Komarek with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Ed Komarek, who's written a fascinating book about disclosure and exopolitics, and he's painting the picture here where a lot of American industries wouldn't want the truth to be known if there's a truth to be known, for the simple reason that, well, it's going to cause too much havoc. We have some questions, by the way, from our audience, and I want Chris to pick up on that.
Yeah, this is a really good spot, Ed, to ask a question by Dineson, one of our longtime posters. He's been on posting here almost 5 years. And he asks, Ed, do you believe that if we ever will have open contact with whatever it is, proponents of exopolitics will have any say in how to handle it. Do you think the governments of the world will come up to you guys and ask you for their advice in this matter?
I doubt it. You know, I don't expect them to change their behaviors anytime soon. I mean, it's worked pretty well for them so far, you know, and just like I was getting into saying that, you know, one thing we can agree on is that these powerful industrialists and bankers and stuff had their sons and daughters in the intelligence communities and everything. So they were in a position, though, if there was extraterrestrial contact, they would have been in a position to know and to do what we're talking about. And so I think we have a role to play in educating the public, and maybe we're being used partly to do that. You know, I mean, I certainly haven't ever been harassed. You know, I haven't had some people claim that whistleblowers claim to have been harassed. But I think where we come in as important is that we present a perspective, you know, that is different than let's protect our special interests here. You know, we don't want to go the way of the gas light companies when the electric light bulb was invented. The gas light companies, just the invention of the electric light bulb, the gas light companies went from $100 a share down to $1 a share. So these industrialists know what technological innovation can do to established industries. And they weren't going to allow it to happen. And they're continuing not to allow it to happen. And this Bilderberger group now, with we're getting names and faces and whatever, that was also the CIA was involved in its, you know, forming and seems to have tight links. You know, the head of this last meeting, the head of the NSA was there. I think the CIA people were probably there. Even some of our politicians were there. Romney was there, attended the meeting. We don't know if Obama was there, but a lot of these people, Kissinger was there. All this going on in secret with these annual meetings and whatever. So we're up against a powerful adversary here in the field of exopolitics, but the truth is also powerful too. And I think slowly, you know, we'll carve out a niche in which, you know, people are listening, because everything is so compartmentalized in the military and whatever. There's a lot of people that know a little bits and pieces about this, but they don't understand the whole picture. The old slave owner of the plantations here in the deep south here, whatever, always controlled the need to know. He only allowed the slave to be educated to a need to know, because if the slave knew anymore, it would invite revolution, you know, and an uprising or whatever. And so this is essentially what the whole top secret apparatus, not security apparatus we have based on need to know is. And the people at the top of the need to know, the masters, the puppeteers, are this European royalty, these major industrial corporations, these big banks, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, these big families, and they basically are constitute a shadow government, and they are managing our public perceptions on this because it is profitable for them to do so, and because they want to maintain their privileged status. If we ever got smart enough to realize, like the people in Syria are from you know, movies and newspapers and stuff, how well off other parts of the world are in America and stuff as compared to them, you know, the Syrians are revolting, you know, against their leaders, and their leaders are trying to stomp them out, the revolt, you know, because the people are becoming aware that people live better in other countries than they do in Syria. That's the whole reason for the revolt. So if ETs were to show up here immediately in front of us and we saw how well things were, they would spark a global civil war in which the ETs claim, like one case I just read, claim that they didn't want to do that because then they'd have to clean up the mess, and that would be interfering with free will.
But now, maybe they have a prime directive like they do in Star Trek. So does it follow then that one reason not to have disclosure, and it doesn't have to be on our part, it could be on their part, is the upheaval to our civilization? We'd revolt against the energy industry. We'd revolt against the bankers. We'd revolt against the politicians for keeping the secret from us. There would be turmoil. So it goes to follow then, if you're going to have disclosure, how would you do it? They wouldn't ask Ed Komarek or Gene Steinberg or Chris O'Brien to do it. You'd do it gradually, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, that's what the ETs are saying they do, and they're saying they have, you know, this one little book is real interesting. It's either creative writing or it's a real thing. It's Amy, Child of the Stars. But it seems to be so reasonable that basically they're saying that their society is run by supercomputers, and that supercomputers determine, you know, that everybody gets the resources that they need, just like the body is being run, get the resources that they need. You can go check out a spaceship just like we go to the library and check out a book. And the supercomputers run all this, and supercomputers allow when their spaceships are seen and by whom and for whatever reason on some kind of a program that's gradually acclimating us, trying to bring us around without creating a global civil war and a collapse of our civilization, in which then they would feel like if they did that, then they would feel like they'd have to come and try to clean up the mess because they were responsible for it. And they don't want to get in that kind of position, just like what's happening in Syria today. And so that seems to be very reasonable to me, you know, and to make sense of, you know, what we're going through. And unfortunately, we've got these privileged classes, these people in these privileged classes who really want to rather be the top dog and the top on the dung heap than to eat at a feast, a grand feast, as equals with all the rest of it. And, you know, I would much rather eat as equals at a grand feast than be the top dog on the top of the dung heap. But these elitists, these Rockefellers and these Rothschilds and all these, and these kings and queens in Europe and whatever want to maintain their privileged position, you know, on top of the dung heap. And that's not reasonable. It doesn't make sense at all to me. You know, you would think that they would be willing to sacrifice their privileged position for something that's much better. But, you know, maybe that's part of what we're trying to do is trying to educate them, too.
They're too selfish for that. They want to cut their taxes to 0%. They want to double their income, even though they have no earthly purpose for using all that money.
Yeah, and they just got this vision of world domination. It's been a vision, you know, for thousands of years to be the top dog on the planet. And they're, you know, executing on that strategy in a very deliberate, covert manner. Now that the fascists weren't able to win World War II, they got beaten, you know, in an overt attempt with the Third Reich to do that. And so some people are saying that Bilderberger is just a plan B for the fascists. In fact, Dulles was involved, you know, CIA's Dulles was involved in Operation Paperclip, and he brought a whole Nazi SS unit by, I guess, a guy named Reinhardt or whatever, Russian SS unit, complete unit into the CIA under Operation Paperclip against Truman's orders not to bring any people with bad backgrounds. He laundered these people's backgrounds and brought them into the CIA, and in which case you had all these problems in the CIA that came out, you know, in the church committee stuff that just scratched the surface and whatever. And my contention is I think the CIA is basically operating as an enforcement arm of the Bilderbergers.
We got to do the break here, Ed. We'll continue with this on the other end. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
You know, Ed, you're so enthusiastic about this, Ed Komarek, and you get really wrapped up in this. And obviously on Real Radio, we've got to break every so often. If we don't break, well, they'll break anyway. It's all computerized. Yeah. It's run by a computerized management system that directs our every movement, our every breath. Okay. But I think in the end, if there is the disclosure everyone wants, and this is a question, I guess I didn't really pick up an answer from you, they're not going to come to you or me or Chris. We're going to be irrelevant.
So I think the question is disclosure on whose terms? Our terms or their terms? Is it going to be on Bilderberger's terms or our terms? If it's going to be on Bilderberger's terms, what they're probably going to do, and they seem to be building up for that already, you know, with, you know, this false flag alien invasion scenario in which they're promoting all these movies where aliens are shooting up our cities. Well, you know, that's called, you know, preemptive. I don't know what they call it. You know, you build up so when they actually do something like that, it doesn't surprise people. So if it's on their terms, here's what's going to happen. You know, mark my words, if I live long enough to see what's going to happen, it's the very same people that are ignoring this whole thing or think this is all silliness or whatever would be the first ones to go screaming for help when a spaceship starts shooting up one of our cities. And then all that Bilderberg's got to do is pull out some alien bodies and say, the aliens did it. Now we need to, you know, consolidate and have this one world government to protect ourselves and fight against the aliens, just like President Reagan said, you know, if we had a common foe and whatever, we would unite. So that's what they want to do, is they want to unite us in a one world government, a one world plantation, with them as the masters and us as the slaves, and this is the final straw. 9/11 only got them so far. You know, and the interesting thing about 9/11 and who may have pulled that off is this Nazi unit, SS unit that was brought in by Dulles, you know, probably had a background back in Germany going back to the burning of the Reichstag, you know, and blaming it on the Jews.
Okay, let's go back to 9/11 quickly here. There's a lot of conspiracies about 9/11. So I'm going to ask you quick questions here. And we don't have the time for you to go on with an answer, but just give the basics. Okay. So we assume 9/11 may have been an inside job. Is that your assumption?
Well, the evidence, you know, that I've seen, one is a thermite in those samples that were taken and researched in several different labs. Another thing is a third building that went down, wasn't hit by an airplane. What happened there? Why was there stand down, you know, of military in the area? I mean, there's a whole lot of unanswered questions going on, and there's also been some stuff coming out that maybe some people that are strong advocates of 9/11 are being covertly killed. And it wouldn't surprise me a bit, you know, because, you know, we're dealing with a global mafia. You know, these banksters and these high-level industrials and whatever, they live by their own rules, completely just like Bill Uhouse was saying. You know, they have a whole different set of rules that they live by than we do. And this is their vision. You know, they want this Orwellian New World Order. I mean, they're very, as much for that, I guess, as I am for stopping it.
Let me ask you a question here, though. Now, some people could say, well, the Republicans are closer to the New World Order because the richer businessmen are involved. But the Democrats are also taking their money from the same banksters, the same evil people. So
right.
Are there any heroes in this?
Yeah, the only horse in the that was in the race that wasn't owned by the Bilderbergers was Ron Paul. And at their meeting, it was overheard that they were so mad at Ron Paul, they were talking about putting him up in an airplane and with terrorists and crashing him. And, you know, and they were calling, you know, Alex Jones and the people demonstrating outside of Chantilly, wherever, Virginia, where the meeting was, and they were calling them cockroaches. And the people outside, like Alex Jones and whatever, were calling them scum and everything else and whatnot.
Okay,
you know,
but if they tried to assassinate Ron Paul, wouldn't that draw attention to what he has to say? Wouldn't it just be easy to dismiss people like that and say, oh, he's just a wacko. Let's not pay attention to Alex Jones. He just brings out conspiracy theories, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I have to point out, by the way, Ed, Alex Jones is the major act on the network in which we're on, GCN. He's the number one guy.
They're very good at marginalizing opposition. They know how to do it. They got control of the mainstream press. I mean, you know, Rockefeller himself, I got the quote here in my book, said he thanked the chairman of the Washington Post, the New York Times, and other major newspapers for being quiet about Bilderberger while they were, you know, in the process of creating the European Union and all that. So, I mean, the mainstream press is in control. General Electric owns NBC. General Electric was involved in Operation Paperclip. It was involved in going around Germany and bringing these scientists to the United States. It was right from the beginning.
With NBC now, there's a slight majority share owned by Comcast. So NBC only has a minority in GE. GE only takes a minority of NBC these days. That changed recently.
Yeah, well, and you can look at this last Bilderberger meeting. Romney was at this last Bilderberger meeting. You know, they say nothing important happens. The top people around the world, you know, meet in these Bilderberger meetings, you know, once a year, and it's top secret. No, you know, nobody, the press won't, you know, the AP showed up, but they didn't report. So Romney was there. Obama's Treasury Secretary was there. His economic advisor, he might have gone. They don't know that. But the interesting thing is there's a big hoopla being between the Russians and the Bilderberger instead of bringing in, you know, Putin, you know, whatever. They have two of his people opposing
him.
You're
saying Putin.
Supporting.
Now, Vladimir, you're talking about Vladimir, aren't we?
Yeah, Vladimir Putin kicked out the Rothschilds out of Russia here not too long ago and whatever. He understands what's going on. In other words, you know, The Russian Today is reported on the Bilderberger meetings, and Bilderberger is supporting the Putin's opposition, you know, in Russia now. And so so that's actually to our benefit, us little people, because the Russians and the Chinese aren't necessarily want to go with the Bilderbergers and have the Bilderbergers control them, be over them. You know, there seems to be a lot of division between these oligarchs around the world, between the oligarchs in Russia and oligarchs in China. So
don't they have the power to deal with that by taking out the right world leaders so that only the people who are their puppets? If I'm going to follow this conspiracy theory to the nth degree, want to put their puppets into power in all the countries, right?
Well, that's what Bilderberger is doing. I mean, that's why Romney was at at the Bilderberg. Obama was there before he became president. He was at a Bilderberger meeting. You know, Hillary Clinton, you know, got fined for being at a Bilderberger meeting. It's against the Logan Act for some of these people, like the head of the Department of Defense was there last year at the last meeting, which was illegal against the Logan Act. You know, but they're above the law, you know, and they're the puppeteers. I mean, you know, they're pulling all the strings, you know, like in this presidential election, they're pulling all the strings except Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is just a pain for them, you know, and they've been able to marginalize him fairly well. But people are catching on and things aren't going so well for them right now. They thought they had it in the clear, but now, you know, they got disintegration in Europe. You know, the whole idea was to turn the whole globe into four different regions, you know, the European Union, the American Union, the Asian Union, and another union, whatever, because it's easier to control people that way. And that goes right down to the grassroots right here in my own county. You have the RDC, the Regional Development Association, over a bunch of counties, you know, in which they are pushing Agenda 21 stuff, you know, that affect our property rights.
What is Agenda 21? You're throwing in these buzzwords that we need to define.
Okay, the way that Bilderberger operates, it has a steering committee, and we got the names of the steering committee. And the steering committee then, you know, orders these other committees, and they come up with these ideas. And Agenda 21 was brought up in Rio. And they decided to execute on that through the UN, through these NGOs and whatever, in which they want to use economic and environmentalism as a way to take away people's private property rights and liberties right down to the grassroots. And they run this right down through the Chamber of Commerce that gets county commissioners and stuff to vote on this stuff and whatever, where I've got to have in order to build a house, I've got to have five different permits.
Okay, we're also talking about eminent domain, where you can basically take someone's property for the greater good, and that's very controversial in a lot of jurisdictions.
Well,
so take it or leave it, neighbors. We have conspiracies. Maybe opinions are a dime a dozen, but maybe there's more to think about. Ed Komarek joining Gene and Chris in
The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web app such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Clear out your pantry.
and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Wow, this has been quite a fascinating episode with Ed Komarek. We've had a little dust-up with him, but these are very serious discussions, and certainly I wanted to make sure we hold his feet to the fire to answer all the questions. It's very complicated. And it's also, we have time considerations, and we couldn't have you just go on for 45 minutes with a single case.
Well, Gene, you've noticed that Ed has, he's got asbestos socks on, so his feet are still nice and rosy.
Okay, so we haven't really put his feet to the fire. We've made them a little bit warm. Okay, now we have only a short time left, Ed, so I want to try to focus on Endgame here. It sounds pretty hopeless to me. You know, we've got the New World Order taking more and more control. Maybe we have chinks in the armor, I don't know. We have the space people or more than one space person. Would it be possible, if they care, for E.T. to come on down here and take the bull by the horns and do something about it? Or maybe they don't care.
Who are you talking about now?
I'm talking about E.T.
Oh, the E.T.? Again, it's complicated because you have E.T.'s with different kinds of agendas. It looks like, according to David Jacobs, and people that, they believe that, basically, the grays are infiltrating into our society, into our elite, into the Bilderbergers and whatever, and using them to build a control structure that they, the grays, can then control.
Okay, so it's a gradual takeover. It's not like in the movie Independence Day where E.T. comes down here and they kill everybody. It is, they take gradual control of all the infrastructure of society for their own purposes, and soon you wake up one day and the grays are the management and you are the slaves.
That's the whole thing. It's like SETI. SETI says, don't look in your own backyard, that there's ETs here. Look way out there in space somewhere. Same way this whole idea of a false flag is take attention away from ETs subverting our society, and our power structure here, to them outside shooting at us, coming. They don't have to come in and shoot at us. The problem is the grays don't seem to be, all that strong here either, and so they're trying to covert take over, whereas some of the human megapopulation, is subverting that. So it seems like these two big megapopulations, extend out into our galaxy and out into the universe, God knows how far, and we're kind of on a edge between where these two mega populations are rubbing against each other.
Yeah, but you kind of think here that they have to be far enough advanced in their technology
that if they wanted to force the issue, they could take us over rather easily. They wouldn't have to depend on all these shenanigans. I mean, if you're hundreds or thousands of years farther in advance of us, they have to have weapons that can do all sorts of nasty things. And just coming down with a threat, they could say, look, we'll just level one of your cities. If you don't let us take you over, we'll level Washington. You know, they don't get anything right there anyway.
I don't think they're that. They don't think they're that advanced. I think the more ethical types are more advanced, have the more advanced technology. The only problem is the ethical types have limitations on because of free will, whereas the grays don't. And another interesting thing in this little book that I was reading was that they said that there's a natural evolutionary process here that civilizations like ours and probably like the grays too, if they get too destructive or too predatory, destroy themselves and collapse, and then they have to rebuild again over and over again. They don't go any further.
Whereas, so is that possible, too, that maybe we've gone through the scenario over and over again throughout our history? We had Atlantis, and we've had all these ancient civilizations that fought each other, that vanish, and then we come back again, and maybe we'll be allowed to repeat this exercise until we get it right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, and they say it's best that way because if they did help us before we were ready, then we could become a threat to them. But this way, a natural evolutionary process, we take our own selves down before we get to a technological state that becomes a threat to them. So they're pretty safe where they are because it takes a certain amount of love, compassion, understanding amongst people in order to reach the state of evolution. And they say that, and they use it in the terms of measures. I think it was the measures above 7 of people, you know, where you could rise to a more advanced civilization. But if you're down around a 3 or 4, like most of the society is 5 society, the chances are you can very well collapse back, and that's not a bad thing. That's just a natural process until we reach the point where we're ready and we have enough good people in the society to make a better society happen, just like what happens with our bodies. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have all these single-celled organisms gobbling up each other and whatever, but then jellyfish evolves, and then fishes, and then amphibians, and then deals and whatever. And so what I'm thinking is what these ETs seem to be saying is that we're building a modern electronic communications and supercomputers and everything. You know, like our digestive system, our cells in our bodies are being run by some supercomputers, completely unconscious, you know, from us and whatever. So all the resources in our body, taking out the waste products, putting in oxygen, putting all this is being done by computers and whatever, and we can go about our business and not have to worry about all that. And this is what apparently a way a more advanced human society is operating. It's operating like our bodies are operating, a higher order of fractal, you know, in which each individual in the society is like a cell in our own body. So we have no further than what's right underneath our noses, literally, to see what a more advanced society, you know, looks like.
Okay, it sounds to me like it could be either of two alternatives. We are part of a single huge organism, or we live in the Matrix world, where everything is an illusion, and that the computers are running everything. And when I wake up one morning and I see I only have $5 to my name, I'm really a millionaire. I just have to get the right dream going.
Well, I think that's where you have to get to the really big picture. And that's what I get in the last chapter of my book is reincarnation, out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, and all that, which seems to indicate there's even a much broader, larger, you know, domain in which we are born into this world in order to learn to grow, to learn to love and be more compassionate and whatever. And we do this over and over again until we get it right and then we move on. So that this greater domain is using this reality as a school for us to come to and develop character, good character and good traits and whatever. And it takes a long, many, many lifetimes to be able to do that. And we come in on missions to do certain missions as well as learn these things. We also involve ourselves in missions to, you know, bring this society along. And that's, you know, I kind of looked out for myself to begin with early in my life, but now for some reason I just feel like I'm on a mission to make this society a better place, both for myself and for others. And I'm peeking out at my development. You know, I'm going to be 65 here pretty soon. I'm only 64 in November. My father and my parents peaked out around 65 and started declining. So I want to get, you know, everything that I know you know, in a tight, concise form that other people can build upon, just like I build upon, upon as a young man and reach the point in my understanding where I am today.
Okay, if we're curious about the things you're working on, Ed Komarek, where do we find more information?
People can go to, you know, it's easy. If you got my name, it's last name spelled K-O-M-A-R-E-K. You can look me up on the Internet and get my blog. I'm on Facebook. People can friend me on Facebook. I accept all friends. I still haven't reached my 5,000 limit yet on Facebook. I do most of my work and communicate with people on Facebook. You can go to Amazon and type in UFOs, Exopolitics, and the New World Disorder, and you can get it there discounted right now. The last I saw was $11.50 for a 372-page book. It's full of information for people that will give people a leg up, I think, in developing a conversation that's a little further than the UFO crash at Roswell or what was that light in the sky, and, you know, to what are the issues and implications of extraterrestrial contact and why we need to know this information. It's just not the globalists who are controlling information at this point.
Chris O'Brien, they've updated your site to a higher level of achievement. Tell us about Our Strange Planet.
Our Strange Planet's doing good. We're finishing up the actual initial redesign, and my story will be up soon, hopefully. And also, I have a new series of articles that look at a recent trip that we made to the confluence of the Little Colorado and Colorado Rivers and Grand Canyon.
And he's going to have the webcam up soon, so we'll get to see things that may or may not be happening. And by the way, you can find us on Twitter. We are the Paracast on Twitter. That's the Paracast on Facebook. There is a Paracast fan club. You can also check out our forums where we talk about everything under the sun and some things that aren't quite under the sun or maybe beyond at forum.theparacast.com. Once again, that's forum.theparacast.com. It's the watering hole for discussions about the paranormal, the Paracast community forums. Ed Komarek, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you, Jane.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.